I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, I'm talking with Tom Shepherd, one of the other elders here at our church, to discuss humility, the act of being humble. The
Bible teaches us that Jesus was humble. When he was reviled and beaten before he went to the cross, he did not try to get even or say slurs. He was very humble. And the Bible also teaches us to be humble, and God will lift us up.
We'll get to our conversation with Tom in just a few minutes, but first, the Christian news with Jared.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is proposing raising so-called sin taxes as part of his two-year state budget blueprint released Monday. DeWine's outline would raise the prices on cigarettes, sports gaming, recreational marijuana, and other items. The plan now goes to the Ohio House and Senate for negotiations. The final state budget is due on the governor's desk by June 30th. Several Ohio State football players are crediting God for giving them a great story fresh off their national championship win. Defensive end Jack Sawyer said, quote, "God gave us such a great story to write," end quote. Sawyer adds he has dreamed of that moment his whole life. The wildfires, which killed at least 29 people and destroyed thousands of homes in Southern California, are leaving many Christians in that area coming to grips with their losses. Some members of the Lincoln Avenue Church of Christ in Altadena say the devastation and heartbreak continue. One man's family fled in the middle of the night, 3 in the morning, on January 8th. Some gospel artists were among the Christian singers receiving awards at the Grammys Sunday night. CeCe Winans walked away with two Grammys, including Best Gospel Album. Best Gospel Performance and or Song went to A Music Collective, and Best Roots Gospel Album went to Corey Henry for Church. Those are some of the week's stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org, ChristianPost.com, WBNS 10TV in Columbus, and the Toledo Blade. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of February 2nd, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves, onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith and their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Today I'd like to speak about pride and the opposite of pride and some of the things that are mentioned in a few verses here in Proverbs. This is very good verse. It gives us some thought on that. Proverbs 16 and verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And that's so true in life. If you watch around, we get too arrogant or haughty, then destruction is soon to come. And we see that in a lot of different situations. And I think it's something as a Christian you have to guard against, getting those type attitudes and those types of behaviors. So Tom, would you give us what you get out of that verse, please?
Well, as Jim said, pride goes before destruction. We studied the book of Daniel, or in the book of Daniel, on Sunday morning, and talked about the kings who had pride. And I just like to read a verse from Daniel 4:37. Nebuchadnezzar, he was full of pride. And it says, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven." After he found out he was full of pride, and God corrected him on it, he sees now that he wants to be humble and leave that pride. And he said the works are truth of God, his ways are judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. He's able to lift them back up. That's Nebuchadnezzar, who had a lot of pride till he found he was wrong.
Okay, well, let's go back and read that again and read what is the opposite of pride? Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Verse 19, better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So that's, we think about what Jesus Christ was like. Here it is, the Son of God, and we realize the power that Christ had, and he being there in creation and the things that he created and just that type of thing. But yet Jesus, as a man, got down and washed the apostles' feet. That's the humbleness there. How is that? That's just not something of this world. That's the way we look at things as a Christian. We have to be humble. That proud and haughty spirit is going to destroy us if we keep that. That's one of the things I think is mentioned in the qualifications of an elder. An elder is here to serve. Tom and I and Ernie Starling, also, and Tom Shepherd and myself, are doing the work of an elder. One of the qualifications, don't get puffed up with it. If you're doing that type of work with the idea of being puffed up, then it's all for the wrong reason, and it's going to lead to some type of destruction. That's something else I would throw in right there, since I'm talking about the qualifications of an elder. Those qualifications are important. I hear people speaking at times, well, you can just let this go or that go. I believe that if you let one of the qualifications go in there of an elder, it's going to lead to problems down the road, maybe destruction that speaks about here. You have to be very careful. Every one of those things, I believe, that was put in the Word of God for a reason and for the working, the good working of the church. So I think that we need to follow those as closely as we can. Now, I'm not saying every elder is going to be excellent at everything they do. We have our strengths as elders, and we have our weaknesses. But there'll be some of it there, and that's what you look at. How much do they have of these qualifications? Well, I'm getting off the subject here, so I don't want to go too long on that. But that was something I mentioned on that. I've lost my verse here. Let me get it back up. Okay. Tom, did you have anything at this time before I go on with verse 20?
Go ahead.
Okay, verse 20 in Proverbs 16 and verse 20. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And I don't know what we could say more to that. That's pretty common sense. If you heed what the word of God is, it's going to be wise and it's going to be good. Whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. So that brings the true joy, true happiness. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. And I believe that's true too. The encouraging words, trying to exhort one another, trying to build one another up, and learn more about how to live the teachings of Jesus Christ for us as Christians. Understanding is a wellspring of life. In other words, you're going to flourish. It's a nourishment to him who has it. So understanding, and that would be the understanding spiritually on the things that we're talking about pride and humbleness. But the correction of fools is folly. A lot of people won't listen on that, and a lot of times it just comes to naught. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. So this is the wise thing to do. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. And that's one of the things, I think that's slipped away so much today in our society. So many people impolite, so you hear these impatient and things, and people treating one another in ways they shouldn't be. The civility of things and how we treat each other. We, as Christians, we need to be looking for kindness and those sweet words that we can use to encourage one another as Christ did with people. Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. That's talking about those words that are encouraging, that are upright, words that are righteous, that builds a person instead of things that would tear us down and disrupts things.
Jim, I'd like to add there too that one verse in Proverbs tells us that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. Just look at them words. That's what King James says.
Yeah. Just read that again, Tom. That's a beautiful picture. Now, picture what's being said in this.
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver.
Right.
When we speak words fitly spoken and soft answers, that's what God wants.
Right.
I don't always do that, Jim.
No. That is something. It's talking about learning here. That's something's learned. We have to learn that as Christians.
Yes.
And work on it. A lot of times that brain isn't in gear yet, and the words are flying out of the mouth. It's what I've heard that before. Put your brain in gear before the words start out.
What's James say? Be swift to hear and slow to speak.
Slow to speak, right.
I sometimes do the opposite.
Yeah, well, they say you have two ears and one mouth. So you got to be doing twice the listening that you do speaking.
Right.
This next verse is talked about, and this is one of the troubles, I think, in our present world is too. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death. That is so important when it comes to our souls and our spiritual life. That's one of the things that's taught in the New Testament, that prove all things. Hold fast to that which is right. I think it's in 1 Thessalonians. So you think about these things. Those things are the priority, the most important things. Let me read that verse again. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death. That's why we try to say, don't listen to what I've just told you and just let it go. Go to the Bible. These things we're talking about, if you don't think we're saying what is there, if you don't think that's what it means, then let's reason on that. As men, as people, let's reason on that and let's see what it really does say. We know that Christ's doctrine is not that difficult. There's a verse that says the simplicity in Christ. These things are not difficult. So we should be able to sit down, read the scriptures, and come up with what the meaning was at the first century when it was taught. The Word of God is unchangeable. It hasn't changed today. Man has changed it, but God has not. So we should be able to look at the scripture and find out what is true.
I don't think we let our feelings let us think we're right with God. I've heard people say, I feel with all my heart I'm right with God. But is it according to the Word of God? I mean, you try to teach them something from the Word, and they really don't want to hear that.
Right. It's a lot of times we grew up hearing something. A lot of times you'll hear it over and over, and then it becomes truth to you. We have to see what the Bible says over and over. And that is the truth. Jesus Christ was the way, the truth. And so he speaks truth. And he talked so much about truth, how important it was, and not following the doctrines and commandments of men. So we had to realize that. That's what it may seem right, but we've got to check it out. Let's prove that.
Yes.
Okay. Verse 26, the person who labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. That's verse 27. That's something to say to those that will run from one evil thing to another. And sometimes they're looking and thinking and plotting, scheming about doing these evil things. That's one of the things I think back to my time working in schools, and the child that would get a fight started between two people and was actually setting the whole thing up, encouraging it. It was something that, honestly, it upset me quite a bit to be able to do that. You're just causing trouble between two people that wouldn't have never had to have been. So that's what it's talking about here. An ungodly man digs up evil, goes looking for it, digs it up, and it's on his lips like a burning fire. And that's what it causes, a burning fire, trouble.
Yeah.
You have two people that are at odds the rest of their life or something, and you've caused it. That God is very unpleased with that type of thing. Verse 28, a perverse man sows strife. In other words, he's causing trouble. And a whisperer, you think about what that is, a whisperer. That usually makes me think about gossip or something.
Yeah.
A whisperer separates the best of friends.
Yeah.
And that's too,
yeah,
too true, trying to do these things that might separate those friends.
Right.
And again, it goes back to what we were talking about the sweet words and the polite words,
yeah,
and the kind words.
Fitly spoken.
Fitly spoken. Just what's said should be said just at the right time.
Yeah.
A violent man entices his neighbors. Another word, entices. And he leads him in a way that is not good. So that, again, we're supposed to love our neighbors. And here we are trying to scheme and lead them in a way that's not good. Set them up at something or hurt them in some way, cheat them in some way. The Proverbs trying to teach how to live with one another and how to love your neighbor, really. He winks his eye to devise perverse things. And that's, again, the, I guess, the facial expression and things getting into this. That makes me think of the wisdom of the Bible here. Some of these things that we've learned about in psychology, personality, and all these things, I see these showing up in the Word of God that was written thousands of years ago. And then I'll have people tell me, well, that book's so old, it has nothing to do with my life. They haven't looked at it. They haven't read it. It has everything to do with their lives and how to live correctly. So that facial expression, think about this. He winks his eye to devise perverse things.
Yeah.
Scheming on the wrong things.
Right.
The mind, again, is thinking about the wrong things.
Yeah. You know, remind me, our Lord, before he went to the cross, they kept asking him questions. Sometimes he'd answer them, sometimes he wouldn't. But he always answered with humbleness, not trying to, you know, he went to the cross humbly.
Yeah. So many times he brings his yay, and nay,
yeah,
nay.
You said it.
Yeah. Okay, the rest of that verse, he winks his eye to devise perverse things. He purses his lips and brings about evil. I had never thought of that before, this is actually talking about a lot of things we talk about as nonverbal communication in psychology. Just by the looks of what he's doing, he's getting into something he shouldn't do.
Yeah.
The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. In other words, if you're old man, you ought to be doing righteous things. You should have learned that by now.
Yeah.
So Proverbs is so good in making us think of those things. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. That comes to the meekness, being under control, keeping yourself, self-control. And that's, again, something I think that's learned. And I think I had to start early at that and work on that and have patience with the things and with people. Christ was always under control. We sing that song, Tom, 10,000 Angels.
Best song there is for communion.
Yes. It is, it's beautiful. Thought on that. He all those things, all the power that Christ had, he could have used, but he very meekly went to the cross for our sins.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me, Jim, that if you look, you've seen older people in the church that just go until they can't go anymore doing things, trying to.
Right.
And the Bible teaches, I believe it's Proverbs or Psalms, that even in their old age, they will still bring forth fruit.
Right. And I think we've seen that in our time as we're you and I, Tom, are getting older. Some of our older members, when we were here, they just barely get to church. They were still here trying to help out, and they were quite an encouragement. I think about some of the song leaders and things. They sung us and led us as long as they possibly could physically.
Roy Wilson.
Yeah.
Couldn't hardly walk, and he stood up there against the Lord's Supper table.
Right.
And you could hear his voice clear out the road.
He had a strong voice clear to the end.
He's inspired me and got me interested in song leading. That one for him, I probably wouldn't even be.
That, I think that's what it's talking about here, about an older man and doing what's righteous.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 32, and I'll finish that verse. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So comparing those two things of how important it is to have self-control, control that anger. Anger causes so much sin that it can if we don't control it. The lot is cast in the lap, but it is every decision is from the Lord. And that comes to the conclusion of chapter 6. And I've enjoyed speaking with you, Tom, about this. And
I have.
Thank you again. And
this is all new to us, but it's really interesting. You can learn, and we'll get better at this as time goes on.
Right, yes. We'll probably ought to add that. We're just starting to learn.
And there's one thing we want to do, and we're willing to do, and we're going to do, Jim, me, and Ernie, is always be sound in the truth.
Right, that's our goal.
Yes.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
We want to remember our Bible studies on Sunday morning at 9:45. We're currently doing the book of Galatians. Sunday evenings, ladies get together on the phone at 5 p.m. and they're doing 2 Chronicles. Midweek services are on Wednesday night or at 6:30 and they're doing the book of James. Also, we remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, the ones that's in the hospitals, and especially death in the families. We remember all them at this time. Our church youth group, they get together every other Friday at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We remember that. And also, we remember the ladies also get together on Saturday mornings on the first and third Saturday of every month. And the next one will be February the 15th at 8:30. To 9:30. And this is Mark Randolph giving you weekly announcements.
My final thoughts on pride and humility from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. But I want you to notice right after this what is mentioned in this verse. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
You know I
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week, and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.